From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Melissa Block. The FBI has arrested a scientist and his wife, who both used to work at Los Alamos National Laboratory. They've been charged with trying to sell nuclear information to Venezuela. Joining us now for more on this story is NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, tell us a little bit more about these two suspects.
Well, the key figure in this case is Pedro Mascheroni. He was born in Argentina, but he became a U.S. citizen in 1972. He worked as a nuclear physicist in a secret unit called the X Division at the Los Alamos Lab for about 10 years. And he's described as a brilliant scientist, and he had access to highly secret information about the design of nuclear weapons through his job. But things seemed to go south for him. He got into a big fight with the Department of Energy after speaking out over its failure to fund a project that he highly supported. The government wound up investigating him and yanked his security clearance in 1987. He ultimately left and filed a lawsuit, and sources tell me he kept on being disgruntled all these years. His wife, Marjorie, also worked at Los Alamos, but she was a technical writer and editor, not a scientist. Prosecutors say she went along with her husband's plan and accompanied him to drop off some documents and even edited some of his materials.
But Carrie, this is a guy whose security clearance was yanked more than 20 years ago. What would he have had that would have been of value?
Sources are telling me everything he needed to know, he kept in his head. This is a very smart scientist who had Q-level security clearance, one of the highest in the government. And he was able to reconstruct most of what he wanted to know and tell the Venezuelan government, allegedly, by just thinking back to his experience in the business.
What is the FBI saying that this couple did in trying to transfer secrets to the Venezuelans?
The Mascheronis didn't know this, but they wound up dealing with, for the past 2 years, with an actual undercover agent at the FBI, not the Venezuelan government. This fellow called himself Luis Ramirez, and he promised them money and jobs in exchange for the information. It's important to note, the U.S. government says no one in Venezuela ever received any classified information, and no one who currently works at the Los Alamos lab was involved in this plot. The FBI, all this time, appears to have been watching the couple very closely. They were under surveillance and their phone calls were being monitored. The court papers unsealed today include direct quotes from conversations the Mascheronis had with the FBI.
And what does the FBI say they learned in those conversations?
Well, Mascheroni decided to call himself Luke. He allegedly created an email account and took out a post office box that's called a dead drop in a dead drop site in spy parlance. Mm-hmm. He left some materials there for what he thought was the Venezuelan government, and he actually handed over a 132-page plan for developing a nuclear bomb. He then billed the undercover operative almost $800,000 for that project. He used an hourly rate of $2,000 an hour.
So is the motivation here purely money? You mentioned also he was disgruntled, had resentment against the government for having his security clearance yanked.
Mascheroni apparently made no secret of his anger at the government, and so when the FBI reached out through an undercover agent in 2008, he told them he had already planned to visit Venezuela and meet with officials there to talk about it. He told the FBI the Department of Energy was his enemy, and he allegedly said that meant he had something in common with the Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez.
So this scientist, Pedro Mascheroni, and his wife both arrested. What happens now?
Well, Mascheroni is in federal custody over the weekend. He has a court hearing scheduled for Monday. His wife was released by a judge today, but she'll be under tight security, including electronic monitoring. Dr. Mascheroni is 75 years old, and his wife is 67. So they're both facing potential life sentences in prison if they're convicted of these charges.
It's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thanks very much.
You're welcome.